This is where the map says to go. There's something in there.
Audiences will see action, adventure, suspense, and even an alien in the movie Earth to Echo. But what they won't see is violence. Ella Wahlstedt plays Emma in the movie.
So you'll never see much fighting, hand-to-hand combat. There's one scene, but like, yeah, you know, there's not.
He starts bleeding.
There aren't like tank tracks. There aren't like guns or whatnot.
Earth to Echo is a story about a group of friends who find a strange message on their phone. They experience a life-changing adventure as, together, they discover who sent that message and why. Director Dave Green wanted to make a movie similar to the ones he grew up watching.
I was making the movie for myself and the kid in me. So hopefully we've made a movie that appeals to a 31-year-old just as it would to a 12 or 13-year-old or anyone in the family.
In an interview with the film's other stars, Wahlstedt says there are very few non-animated movies these days that appeal to all ages.
I think it's a lost genre. You know, you see a lot of 80s movies and it's constantly compared to E.T. And it's similar in the sense that there's an alien, but at the same time, it has a bit of an edge just because of all the modern technology that's incorporated in it.
Earth to Echo incorporates social media and is told from the point of view of the characters, including Tuck, played by actor Brian Astro Bradley, who experiences events through a video camera.
It's very today, you know, it's very today. Like, you had family movies that were either animated or, you know, it's not very relatable in real life, but this is relatable. Everybody films. You got Instagram, Vine, and technology is very relevant in the movie.
Dave Green says there is a reason why family-friendly movies are considered a lost genre.
There has been a shift in tone in recent years to present movies as darker.
I think they've gotten darker because when the movie comes out, it's a little bit darker for kids. The other studios see what's happening and they tend to emulate what they've done.
Adam Feinsilver, who attended the premiere with his children, says there is a market for lighthearted movies the whole family can enjoy.
I think the problem that producers have is they're trying to bring something to the studios that the studios will greenlight, and the studios don't necessarily want to go with what kids are going to like. They're going to go with what's done well over the last few years.
Parents such as Feinsilver say they don't necessarily need movies that are darker, just ones that have good writing and a good plot. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.
Echo, we need your help.